What's happening, family? Welcome back to another episode of Let Us Tell It. I'm one of your hosts, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, and the other host is...
Goose, how y'all doing?
Already. Hey, if it's your first time tuning in, this is a podcast where we talk about pretty much any and everything. The good, the bad, the ugly.
Yep.
Politics, family, love.
Mm.
Should it be need to talk about?
Yep.
We usually kick this off. I was about to go into the Me and Angels. Like, if this is your first time tuning in,
don't do that.
We also joined by some sponsors. We ain't got sponsors yet, but anyway.
We ain't got no damn sponsors.
We ain't got no goddamn sponsors.
It's all good. It's coming for y'all, though.
Absolutely. We usually kick this off with getting something off our chest. Goose, you got something you need to get off your chest?
I do, man. Why y'all be stealing packages off people's porches, man? These Ring doorbell videos, for one, are hilarious, but why you don't even know what they don't even know what's in the package. It could be something as flat as a piece of paper or as big as a bed. They come and just snatch it and run. Yeah. Like, I understand stealing because you need to get something to eat, but you got to at least have an idea.
They know an Amazon package ain't food.
There we go.
You know that for a fact.
We were we had some HelloFresh delivered, and we rolled up to the house. We saw it, right? And I had to leave and come back, and when I came back, it was gone, right? So I'm like, mail, somebody in the damn took the HelloFresh. And shoot, Greg, I brought it in. I'm like, ah. Oh. But that's what
but
got
that,
me.
Yeah, it'd be the first thing across your mind.
What? How random is, like, what do you, are people like, today, we going on a run. We see anybody with any items on their porch, we got to get it.
Is that, you know what? I seen a video. They did some dirty stuff, man. I one thing I can't stand is a thief, especially coming from the world that me and Goose came from. I came from a world, you know, a lot of people drive pickup trucks. They got their tools and stuff in the back of the truck.
Oh.
Wide open. Rarely did you ever hear about somebody's tools getting taken out the back of their truck. But when it did happen, that's somebody's livelihood.
Yep.
They need that to make their money, and somebody done came by. I can't stand it. But there was a video. I don't know. Have you seen that video where this dude builds packages? And that it's basically like a funk bomb.
Yes.
He builds these packages, and you take it, you know, they take it and they take it home or whatever. And they open it, and it like an alarm goes off to scare them. And 9 times out of 10, this is gonna be inside their house. So it'll be like a glitter bomb that'll go off, not to injure nobody, but like glitter will go everywhere, and then like it'll let off like a stink bomb or something.
He was putting his dog's shit in it.
Yeah, dog. He was putting everything in this thing just to. I think one time he got like some skunk spray or something.
Yep.
Basically, this stuff is on you and. Granted, you spend the money for somebody to steal something, but at least you know it got the better of them.
Uh-huh.
So then he even put a camera.
Yeah, he called one guy twice.
Yeah, he was putting cameras in there so they open it, and now it sees you. And ain't nothing you can do about it because it's like, hey, the video is already sent to me.
Stupid.
I would definitely invest in something like that. Luckily, like the way my house situated, you have to go out of your way onto my property to see on my porch.
Yeah.
And by that time, my camera already got you. Driveway camera got you. But most people's houses, you know, is just facing the street.
Yeah. That's how that guy house, the guy you're talking about, his was on that main street.
Yeah.
He just roll up and you gone.
Yeah.
So at my house, if you pull up, there's a wall there.
Right.
And then you get to
yours,
the front door. So you can put the packages. And luckily, the delivery guys, most of them, and the mailman when he comes, or mailwoman when they come, you can see them think about it. Oh, let me put it over here, and they put it behind the wall.
Yeah. As most of them, you know, they pay attention to stuff like that. Luckily, the delivery people, but even y'all's situation, it you put up like that mental barrier, like the fact that you have to go like on the other side of a wall that already like deters people versus it just being grass and then the front porch.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it'd be – I can't stand a thief like that, man. I feel you.
I was thinking about a product that you can put out in front of your house, like an Amazon box with a lock or code that you can just put packages in. I don't know how you would – you know, the people be wanting it to have the right decor. So I guess if your house is a certain color, you would want the box to be a certain color.
But you could give it to like the post office. You could give that code to the post office.
Because people now do the code to their garages and let Amazon open their garage and put it in. I ain't about to do that. Mm-mm. You know, Amazon lose that code, or the Amazon guy get a code to his spot. Hey, bro, just put you right in there.
The thing about Amazon, they gonna deliver.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You see that one where it's a shootout? The cop is in the middle of a shootout. Right. Dude's like, man, I got these packs. He walks right on through, makes delivery. Amazon's the truth. Hey, they surpass FedEx. You know, FedEx will take care of they take better care of a package than UPS.
Yeah.
UPS look like they drug your package there.
Yeah.
I used to work at UPS. I know they don't be giving a damn when they loading them trucks up. FedEx cares a little bit more. But Amazon, you ordered your package from God, and he personally delivered it.
You talking about working at UPS. I worked at FedEx. I used to load trucks.
I was loading trucks.
But they would have you. So when you load a truck, you're supposed to build your wall, right?
Yeah.
And then halfway, you throw boxes behind the wall. And you just keep building up, and you just keep on repeating that.
But was you loading the delivery truck or the semi-truck?
I was loading the semi-truck.
Yeah, same with me.
Like, I had to load the bottom.
They make you start at the bottom level.
I didn't even know that existed. But there's a bottom compartment. I had to load that. But when I tell you I was the man at that, but they caught a hold to me, because what I would do, you're supposed to memorize the area codes of the boxes. Yeah. So, you know.
That's a lot to remember.
But I was like, pew. Sorry. A lot of y'all got your packages got lost. Because I was in there just throwing
packages.
He was
the reason
packages.
FedEx improved that.
I was just throwing them things.
At UPS, you had this glove that you wore. You had to scan everything. And then you had a specific way you had to load. And that job, I was way too young to have a job, because I was like, I don't care about this.
Yeah.
I just stopped going. I ain't even quit.
They fired me.
Yeah, and the dude, my boy that worked there, he was like, nah, he said, if you stayed another week, they was going to make you a manager. I was like, I wasn't going to make it another week. I'm middle of the summer. You could only work 4 hours.
Yeah. What was that, 11 to 3 or 11 to 5? It was late.
Mine was from in like, I think I went in at like 1 in the afternoon. No, because I got off at like 9. So maybe it was like 4 to 9 or something. Like, it was something bull.
I would leave there and then go to school, the HVAC school. And then go to Home Depot after that, and then go to FedEx. I would do that round. Wow, it was crazy. That was crazy. Yeah. Anyway, that's what I had to get off my chest, man. Y'all tell your partners, your cousin, them, all your little friends, stop stealing
packages.
Tell
your husband, tell your wives, stop stealing.
Stop stealing. And you on video.
Yeah.
Come on. No, y'all don't got a mask. They don't be having masks on. You see their face just straight up. The car they pull up in.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah, man, getting your license plate, all of that.
And I encourage y'all to make a shit package.
Order from a dude. I don't know how to find. Just YouTube. I'm sure you can find like booby trap packages or something.
Boo boo.
You can boo-boo trap. And he will make one, and he will build one and sell it to you.
Yeah, that has to be hilarious. But what you got? What you got to get off your chest?
I want to get this off my chest. As y'all know, it made worldwide news. This ain't happened since the 1930s. A hurricane hit the coast of California earlier this week. Well, this past weekend. This last weekend.
You call that a hurricane?
Look, according to the news, a hurricane hit the coast of California. We've all seen devastating videos of hurricanes. Now, I even saw videos in L.A., mm-hmm. Neighborhoods flooded out. They said the SoFi Stadium parking lot was flooded out. Everything. We didn't see none of that where I live.
Nope.
We had drizzling rain for 24 hours.
Yep.
And that was it.
And they canceled school.
They canceled school. They canceled churches. They canceled everything. People were stocking up. I'm gonna tell you how bad. I didn't expect anything. I even said it in a vlog, but that video probably won't be up for a couple months. I said, I'm not expecting anything but a little bit of rain from this whole hurricane. But just in case I'm wrong, let me go to my storage unit, get my generator. Brought it. It needed to be at the house anyway.
Okay.
But we was situating stuff in the garage, so I was like, let me just put that out of the way. Went, got the generator and everything. Did prepare a little bit. But I was like, I'm not expecting nothing. Right now, I'm kind of annoyed that I went through the trouble of going over it because that thing is heavy.
I got some questions about the generator. Go ahead.
That thing is heavy. The two times I moved it over there. I moved it for something else. I moved it one storage unit, then I had to move it to another storage unit because the first storage unit was trash. Moved it to another one. I moved it by myself. I told Angel, because Angel was mainly the main one, like, we need to get the generator just in case. I said, I'm not moving that generator by myself. You're going to have to help me. Because to get that thing, that I think it weighs probably like 550 in my truck by myself again, no. You going to help me. But anyway, got it to the house or whatever, and I'm still annoyed at that. But that's what be happening. We get, and on top of the hurricanes, so I got family back home all throughout. They texting and checking on me because in the middle of this so-called hurricane that's hitting California, there was an earthquake.
Oh, sure enough. Yep.
Look, 9 times out of 10, when there's an earthquake out here, we barely feel it.
Yeah.
If you watching at the most, you'll get out of that. That's what the glass will be, thing will be doing. Angel was sitting on the floor. She was doing something, and I was sitting down in a chair. I was going to stand up, and I was up on my feet, and Angel was like, oh my God, there's an earthquake. I didn't feel it because I was standing. That's how small it was. She could feel it because her butt was on the floor, so she could feel any type of movement. I didn't feel any type of shock because I was in motion or whatever. But I'm like, now you got people texting me, oh my God, y'all going through it. Is everything cool out there? I'm like, everything's fine.
My mama FaceTime me and she was like, you, and I'm like, what's wrong? What's happening? I'm like, man, I'm about to work out outside. There ain't nothing going on.
We definitely appreciate the concern, I do, but that's what be happening when most of the time with weather and events out here, the earthquakes, a lot of times they make national attention. A lot of these earthquakes be really deep, so we feel a shockwave or something, but it's not like the Northridge 94 earthquake where buildings and stuff was compromised.
That's my only concern, is when something like that do hit, you can't do nothing. You can't even
get under something. Houses, I know people that like were in their house during the 94. I talked about this in detail with people that lived through that were living in Northridge. And one dude said he said it felt like his, like the house dropped and then when it came back up, knocked him out of the bed. There was no damage to anybody's house, but like it was like boom, boom, boom. He said the ground was like bouncing.
Dang.
Or whatever. But I know buildings got compromised, like commercial buildings, like structurally they had to reinforce and fix that stuff. But I don't know of anybody that had residential like damage to their house or like, I don't know if there have like how many deaths, if any, anything like that. But I heard people talking about that. I'm like, God dang, that's crazy.
For an earthquake to do that to a house, though, like the gas line, the water line, the plumbing lines, all that got to be cracked or some type of. Yeah.
Well, you know, your gas line has a earthquake sensor on it at your house.
Well, I know the gas going to the meter, but the gas line itself.
Yeah.
If your house drops, it's hooked up to your gas meter. And if it, you know what I'm saying, it's moving underneath the ground, I would think even your drain lines or your water lines would probably snap because it's.
Well, the thing is, your house ain't moving independently from the ground. That's all moving.
At the same time.
Yeah. But that vibration, because I had a big dog, I had a Conde Corso, and him running past it would set it all like, oh, what the hell happened to the gas?
Okay. That's wild.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's, I'm getting that off my chest, is I understand the concern when things like this happen of how they want to make sure people are prepared. But usually just be that one time you don't prepare when something.
You know somebody waiting. Yeah. They was like, all right, he talking that shit. Yeah. He about to be some
be a doomsday prepper. Yeah. One day they're gonna be like, we tried to tell y'all.
And that's okay. I've been getting all the, one, your generator. I know some people might want to know, okay, you got a generator that you move, because some people have generators that are just stationed at their house, already hooked up to the house. So you have a mobile generator.
Yeah.
That so does
real
what
quick,
exactly?
By the time it hit California, yes, Chris, it did downgrade to a tropical storm. Yeah, it was a tropical.
That's why
Category 1, and by the time it came up this way, it was a tropical storm. Because we got cold water, so we ain't going to get no massive hurricane. Mm. So you said that my generator, what kind do I have?
Yeah, because some generators are already like built
to the house.
To the house. So when something goes off, it just automatically switches on. Yeah. But yours is mobile.
Right.
So is it like gas driven?
Yeah, gas. Oh, so here's the thing. A lot of people, I've even had people in commercial buildings that thought they could get a battery powered generator. That's called a UPS, and a universal power system. Mm-hmm. You can, there is no battery operated generator like that. You got solar panels, and you in some states you can charge up batteries, and if something happens, they'll run off those batteries. But as far as a generator, it's going to be gas powered.
Yeah,
mine is portable. It uses so many watts, so many amps, and it runs like I said, off just regular gas. So it's on wheels, so you can roll it around. You can get them at any hardware store, but some houses, actually the one I have, you can actually connect to the house in a way. It's a service that you could pay for, like somebody to come hook it up. I could do it, but I'm like, I'd rather just build one to the house to where if your house loses power, that kicks on. I think it would have to lose power for like 10 seconds or something. And then that would kick on and, take over certain appliances. Most generators won't run an entire house. This one, it would run my old house, but it won't run this one. So it would just be like the things that we absolutely needed.
So you would run like extension cords to your refrigerator.
Yeah.
To some lights maybe.
Yeah, lights, refrigerator. This one, we have two refrigerators. That one could probably run both of them. Any electronics that we needed. Electronics don't take up much power.
Yeah.
This is a 9,000 kilowatt generator. So it's got a nice amount of juice, but most people, you won't even need that. If you could just get something big enough to run a refrigerator, if you lose power, that's your concern to make sure y'all got food.
Yeah.
Other than that, you're going to be charging your phone, that which don't use no power, really. But this one, I wanted something big enough to, I'm like, I want to be able to at least, keep everything cold if we need it, and then any other electronics.
Yeah. So I was thinking about this. I probably should know this already. My hot water tank is gas driven. Do you need electricity to ignite that gas?
Nah.
Because it's like millivolts, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't. Well, I remember when my parents, we're going to, in the chat, they said, y'all got artwork. We're going to talk about that too. We probably should have said it at the top. Because I ain't seen it. it was a winter storm. And I didn't know this, until I was like a teenager. It was a winter storm, a blizzard that hit Kentucky one time.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents got gas, a hot water heater. So while that was out and it was freezing cold in the house, the oven was gas. We were able to turn on the oven and, heat the house. And then the water heater, so we was able to take hot showers because it was gas with no power.
So that's what you should do. You need to make sure your appliances got some gas.
Yeah.
Because then you can still cook.
Away with that too.
You can still cook and you take hot showers. Yeah. You Gucci.
Yeah.
Because you got your refrigerator.
The way that was working. Yeah. Because I was like, we had a generator at that point. My dad's generator, that's the type of generator he had to power the whole house.
Mm-hmm.
So during that blackout, no power for like 3 days. Our house was lit up.
Yeah.
We in there. Mama's doing laundry. We watching movies.
Yeah.
The old, literally, you pulling up to the neighborhood, you just see one glowing house in the back. But, anyway, what they talking about? We going
to... Nah, I see she says she powers her gas dry stove and freezer with her generator.
Yeah.
Or whatever. But, yes.
Yeah, so moving on. We do got some artwork here. I meant to say this at the very beginning. wonderful supporter made this for us. I hope it ain't. Is it a glare on the victory? Okay. Says, let us tell it. This is fire, y'all. He made this, and this is made by, this was done by D_Rome33 on Instagram. He's also crazy.bearded.foodie on Instagram. He made Angel and Kev some artwork too. Josh some artwork. But I got a hat on, so that's what it is. So we're going to leave this on display because we appreciate that. Definitely appreciate you, man.
That is fire. Somebody making some artwork on your boy, about your
glare on it.
That's fire. And it's clear, man. If you can see it, highly appreciate that. Anyway, moving on.
We've been there for a minute.
We have been. Shikari Richardson.
Hey.
Back then, they didn't want me.
Now I'm hot, they all on me.
Woo! Look, my mama Jamaican. So I'm half Jamaican. So I love.
I'm gonna talk about that too.
Yeah, I love Jamaicans. We in there, but Shikari Richardson, I didn't think anybody would ever beat them Jamaican girls because
they beast with it.
Hats off to Shikari for bouncing back.
And she been on the grind.
Yeah,
she been on the grind. Definitely hats off to her. People need to give her flowers. I know she had a rocky start, but it don't matter. She here now,
man.
Give that girl her flowers. She deserves it. I'm happy for her.
Yeah. And the way she be running, I mean, straight up.
What's crazy, she has such a late start.
Yeah.
Like, she takes off, you know, right with everybody. When I say late start, meaning her speed picks up really late, like halfway through. That I couldn't imagine what would happen if she could get that in the first, like, 20 feet of the race.
Ah.
Because that girl's insanely, she quick.
Yeah. That's, ah.
I'm happy for her.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you this. I doubted you because it didn't look right in the beginning.
Oh, you was doubting them?
Yeah. I was like, snap. You got to smoke your weed. You got to break the rules.
Only thing in the beginning, I was hoping somebody would let her know, would tell her, just prove them wrong by your performance.
Yep.
I ain't saying shut up and dribble by any means.
Oh, yeah.
But with people coming at her, I'm like, just prove them wrong. Just the best revenge is success.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, hoping somebody was in her corner to be like, hey, girl, don't make no video. Don't say nothing. Prove them wrong over here. You got time. Yep. Go train. Do your thing. But no, she's here now. Definitely giving her a flat. But I will not to take any shine from her. Shelly Ann Frazier, the pocket rocket, is still a goddamn monster. The Jamaican.
Oh, yeah.
Shikari Richardson is 23.
Yeah.
Killing it. She only going to get faster. Shelly Ann Frazier is 36.
With children.
Got kids.
Yes.
And was fractions of a second right there with
her. Oh, yeah. She didn't blow him out now.
No, it wasn't no blow out.
She would have sneezed. She would have lost.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of all of them. Like, even Jackson, she was right there with them. She's the next one stepping up for the Jamaican team after Shelly Ann Frazier. Next one stepping up. But all three of them, I'm a big fan. Shikari Richardson, Shelly Ann Frazier, Jackson. I love track. I love watching track. Men's track, women's track. It's a dope sport to watch. I ran track. I love watching it. But, them women was out there. They out there doing it.
Running track for you, how was that?
What you mean?
Were you fast?
I was.
Were you in the 100, in that race, did you run the
100? No.
Oh, okay.
Because all the dudes I ran with, either most of them were in off-season of football, so they would run track to stay in shape.
Mm.
The other dudes was just short and fast or something. Why are short people so goddamn fast? The quick twitch muscles. Probably. That's what made Usain Bolt such an anomaly, because he was tall and still had that quick twitch muscles. But
races.
No, I started off doing that.
You
didn't
win no races. He didn't win no races.
Why you got those shades?
These are facts.
First
shades.
Of all,
I'm sorry that you were slow.
I did the 4x1 relay.
Okay.
And I did long, triple, and high jump.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was jumping over heights taller than you.
All right.
Moving on.
It's New Year. Okay. All right. Well,
is he at Punch and Run?
That dude caught up with him and he got. Oh, man. Hey, there's a race and this guy's winning the race and he's about to win the race, but he couldn't hold the lead. And this other guy's running around him. As the guy is passing him to beat him in the race, he punches him in the back of the head.
That made me think, what happened earlier in the race? But after
he punched this dude. It was one of them, oh, wow. Like, damn, man, what you doing, man? You beating me. Like, anyway.
Look, hold up. This ain't got nothing to do with nothing. But since we talking about hitting folk. My boy sent me this video. It's these kids, right? It's one little boy. He's like bullying this one kid, right?
Yep.
So a kid, he pushes him and stuff. He jumps on his bike, rides his bike down the street like he's leaving. He busts a U-turn.
In the
He
alleyway.
Jumps off his bike, pushes it. You know, the bike keeps going. He walks by, slaps the dude, catches up with his bike, and his bike's still going. Take he off. Just jumped on it. I said that's the best, pettiest thing I've seen all year. All right.
Oh, let's not forget. I'm about to mess up the name.
Oh.
Look. Help us out, Victory.
No, let me see.
It's right there.
It's
Luganda
Tusanga.
Yes.
Or Luganda Tusangi. The news dude messed it up too, so that's why we can't get it right.
Anyway.
Discus, first American to ever win the gold or the win first place.
Yep.
It's the world. This is the world. What's going on right now? The World Cup? Not the World Cup. The world. Y'all know what I mean. It's not the Olympics. It's the World Championships. She was the first American.
Yeah. World women's team ever the U.S. history. You know what?
Yeah, anyway, let's get to it. Oh, you going to play her name?
To win this world championship gold. What world does that mean in the discus?
World championship.
In the discus.
I can't tell you what it means right now.
Anyway, I like that they saying she's the first American woman to win this and not the first black woman.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing they did with, what's her name? Even though we ain't heard from her since. Kamala Harris, the first black woman, African-American woman to look, she's the first woman, period. Ain't nobody else, no other woman did it. She's the first woman to win this, American woman to win this. Yeah, world championships. Thank you, Courtney. And that's fire, too. Black women showing up and showing out, as y'all typically do.
I'm surprised that a black woman hasn't won this gold
American.
In this sport.
Yeah,
or
African-American.
Cause
it could have been other black women, just not American.
Ah, well, in that case.
I don't know if it is, but it's possible.
That's true. Because we are beasts. Especially when my wife, she ain't nothing 140 maybe. This lady, I probably done said, is this girl is strong.
Yeah, you done told me. You done hey, stop. quit.
Hey.
Quit playing.
And I can only imagine.
That's how you know you lose. Quit playing.
Yeah. I can only imagine she trained like this lady trained, how strong she would be.
Yeah.
So, yeah, congratulations to you.
Absolutely.
That's what's up. Moving on. So, we got some goons out here, some straight-up thugs. No home training in Mississippi.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the thuggest of the thuggest. Like,
that's what they are.
Scums. What else can
slime.
You call slime?
Nothing.
Straight up.
Worthless.
Man, y'all should see these guys, man. And they all police officers.
Every single one of them.
Every one of them.
Well, was.
Yeah. And they called themselves the Goon Squad in Mississippi. And they were torturing black men.
Yeah.
They would literally arrest them and torture them. One guy was saying they poured hot oil or something on
him.
One of them got shot through his tongue. They put the gun in his mouth, pulled the trigger. It didn't go off. They put another clip in or they whatever, roulette, whatever they did.
Oh, Russian roulette.
Shot it, and it went through his tongue and out his neck. Crazy. Look it up. The Goon Squad.
They sick. You know how sick you got to be?
For no reason, though.
Not sick as in, oh, they need help. They need a bullet.
Oh, man.
Go ahead and put that out there.
They.
Now what's scary about this is not uncommon.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see some superiors. I need to see these superiors to get taken down for this, too, because ain't no way. How many of them was it? Six.
Six of them.
Six of these assholes out here doing this, and somebody superior didn't know. Somebody okayed this and made it okay for them to go out and do this. They're higher up, the higher up above that person and that person.
Now, this is not us assuming. This is not me saying they're going to trial about it and that they have no evidence. These men have admitted to this. So this is true. This is facts. I don't hear no bull. This happened.
Yeah. No, yeah. For real. It's they've admitted to it. Only reason they admitted it so they could get less time. That's all it was.
Yeah. So, yeah, right here it says one was shot in the mouth. So this is.
Yeah, they. I think didn't know they sexually assault one dude.
I want to say I've heard. I didn't.
Let
read.
Me see the.
I didn't read that. I saw a video and one of
them. No, it was him. That's when he's the picture that came up when they said they sexually assaulted.
See, man.
You know, they sick enough, put them out of their misery. That's where I'm at.
That's how you, yeah, man. How you, if you kill an officer, you get life or you get the death penalty.
They still give people a gas chamber for that.
Yeah.
Lethal injection.
And you got these guys with all this authority, abusing their authority, sexually assaulting, pouring oil and shooting people in the mouth. I mean, for petty crimes.
I need to see hate crime charges. I need to see cruel and unusual punishment. I need to see torturing charges. I want to see all of that.
Their pensions, whatever they got going, needs to be gone.
Their kids need to go to prison.
I agree with
that. Them little
put their wives in jail too.
Ain't no way you ain't going home bragging about that.
This is crazy, man. And this is the one that we know about.
Yeah.
Like can y'all I said, imagine, man, back in the day.
It's not uncommon. Not even back in the day. This stuff is not uncommon. They just dumb enough to.
I pray that I'm never a victim of this because it's over.
You're going to have to kill me.
Yeah. Because I've already spoken to my wife, right? If anything in this realm happens or happens to my children. I don't know if y'all seen the movie 300, but before Leonidas kicks this guy in this hole, he just glances at his wife.
And she gave him the
and
okay.
They looked at each other and she was like, that's all it's going to be.
And your business.
And your business. Me and the kids going to be okay. I'm going out. Y'all going to have every one of these, because I'm not sure how it went down. I don't know if they tortured these guys and then months, years later, they complained and got arrested, or this happened last week and now they got them. But if you do this to me and I live and you just go skedaddle on about your day, man, you best believe
you gotta conceal
every waking moment.
You got to go into hiding, conceal your identity.
Every waking moment, I'm following you. I'm want to see where you live, your kid, everything. And then when it hits you, it's going to hit you.
Come home after your long shift and ready to eat, and I'm going to be sitting at the dinner table. Good evening. Your wife going to be like, oh, yeah, I met your friend.
We're going to be like this. Your wife going to be right there. I'm going to be rubbing her head. Hey,
Man, they deserve
straight like that.
Anything horrible that happens to them.
Yeah, man, that's some bull.
And like I said, they not. It don't stop. The buck don't stop with them. They captains. Golly. They lieutenants. They everybody above them. There's no way that they didn't know about this crap. And this is, like I said, this ain't uncommon.
And they probably had to learn it from they veterans. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. They had to know that we can get away with this.
Yeah.
Oh, you been doing this too?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Moving on.
To hell with them.
Yeah, to hell with them. On, you know what? We weren't here, but we never talked about that Alabama dog fight.
We didn't. We was on hiatus.
But that Alabama dog fight with the with them boys jumping on that black man and all hair broke loose.
Yeah. People comfortable.
Oh yeah, yeah. They got real comfortable. And they didn't know it was about to go down. The Avengers were called in.
Yeah.
And it felt good. I was in the gym, and where I'm at, where I live at, is, you might get 2 to 3 black guys in the gym at one time. But we in the gym lifting weights. Dude walked by me, and it was like, all right, now. Let him try something in here.
We you probably good. Get our ass, you know what that is? You good. Yeah, I'm good. You good. All right, good. Hey, good. Good then.
I would have been that guy that jumped in that water. Because I am not sitting around watching no crazy shit like that happen.
I said the same thing when, you know, and I've seen this. I've seen it go this way where you got cops even being like overly brutal to somebody. Yeah. There's like a crowd of people around. I've seen that crowd jump in of all races. Like, we ain't about to sit here and watch this.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, if I jumped in that water and swam across, I would have needed a 15.
Tank would have made him pull himself up out of the dude had to jump up and do
how
a pull
you
up.
Jump out of the water.
He jumped
and your feet ain't touching the ground.
Hey, he had after and then they showed
give
the length
man, give
of
that
him
man
swimming.
A cape. Yeah.
He swam a good distance with some shoes
like I said,
on.
I didn't give me 15.
Tank get out.
Nah, I've been over there with your hands locked behind you.
Okay. hold on, I'm coming.
Oh, hey, I'm gonna whoop your ass. Down. Just give me a second. Ah, shit.
Oh, man.
That would have been like, hey, Captain.
You probably.
Push the boat over that way.
You probably wouldn't be able to pull yourself up out the thing. Nah. You know, just sitting there on the side. Like, woo. Okay. Come help me right back. Give me help. Give me
I got crap. Ah, shit.
They probably couldn't have pulled your big ass up out.
One of the white dudes have to come over and pull me out of the water. Look, thank you. I'm glad you did that, but I'm going to have to whoop your ass.
Boy.
I saw what you did there, brother. I'm going to have to whoop your ass. Man. I'm sorry. It's best for you to go ahead and start in now.
dude got up out of there. He was kind of wobbly, too. He was like, whoo, shook it off. This man
in that situation, I saw the other dudes after the other guys jumped on the boat. I don't see myself, because they were, like, trying to get the dudes out of the boat. I don't see myself just jumping on that boat.
Oh.
And I understand the rage. I mean, everybody that saw it, you got the other side trying to say, you know, you see that man hit that poor woman? She was a part of it.
Oh, in the head with that chair?
Yeah. The famous chair. She was, if you there.
Yeah.
And I don't see you help. You see there was one little white kid. He tried to help.
Mm-hmm.
He was in there, and they started beating him up. The white dudes started beating up their own kind just because he was trying to break it up. If you there, you catching it.
Yeah.
You better get your little Tyler. They're going to get punted across this goddamn water.
Yep.
Grandma,
yeah.
If I don't see you trying to call your sons back, you getting one too.
Yeah. She.
That's when the cops was like, damn it.
Yeah, I got to get him. I got to arrest him now.
Got to stop now.
He did like it right in front of me.
Look, I was like, shit, y'all found out today. Oh, shit, come on, lay, go. I was like, yeah, y'all found out today.
Hey, boy.
You should, shit. Hey, get it. Hey, man, come on, man. What are you doing?
He did it right in front of them. They had to arrest him. Because they're going to get fired after they review.
That's what happened. You give him a foot, he's going to take a mile. Yeah. No, man.
He hit that white man. Whoa. The lady was
she
down.
She was already on the ground.
And then, WWF, God. Straight up chair fight. Wow. And she booked. it was one of them plastic chairs and not one of these metal ones. It'll been over.
I can't stand all these memes I've seen, man, of this chair, this white chair. There's been people riding around with white chairs strapped to the top of their vehicles.
What? Oh,
one,
man.
You see the video where the chair's wearing a do-rag and some boots?
What?
He's like, yeah, so I was there at the outfit.
I can tell you this, though. This is how you know for a fact that entertainment or the media controls the narrative. And if you see more media or footage of us or minorities pulling together doing positive stuff, you start thinking unity, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Instead of the bullshit that we think about the hood, gangsters, drug dealers, all this.
Nah, because none of them people know each other.
None of them knew each other.
They knew one thing.
Yep.
This man is over here getting lynched by these white folks.
Yep.
Because that's what it looked like.
Yep.
He on the ground covered up. They kicking him now.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody standing for that.
This is how you know this is how powerful the media is, and this is why the powers to be control the media. And if we see this every day, us coming together, black, brown, or whatever minorities coming together to defend each other, a whole everybody's demeanor would change. You know, instead of bro, what you looking at? What you staring at? It'll go from that to bro. All right, just like I was at the gym, dude. I don't know him. We locked eyes. All right, I got you. I got you too. And that was that. And we ain't even say a word. It was just, all right, I got you. Simple as that. That's how powerful the media is. And I'm quite sure I know. When it first went up on Twitter, I believe, or on Facebook. It might have been Facebook. But anyway, my partner sent it to me. And I tried to send that same link to my wife. They took it down.
Yeah.
Straight like that. But if it was us beating up each other, they would have kept it flowing. But now
that would have been the screenshot. That would have been the thumbnail across all the news.
Yeah.
The other thing I didn't like, I kind of lost track of what is going on with this, you know, since it happened.
Mm.
But I don't like the fact that when it first came out, they were like, yeah, police say race didn't play a part. The hell?
I did not hear that.
That's the main thing. The first thing I heard, police say race didn't play a part. That was the only part that played. I need hate crimes on these fools.
That's what I'm grandma, saying,
grandma, all 15 of the chubby dudes, the frat boy that jumped in and started everything, all of it.
Has to be a hate, and they ain't gonna do it because that comes with a bigger penalty.
Right.
I'm getting tired of everybody acting, especially the Caucasian community, acting like things aren't based on race.
And that's what I think I talked about it on, it's gonna cause an argument. That's what pisses me off. It's like everybody needs justice.
Yep.
Everybody needs justice. A couple years ago, you had the Asian community, they were getting attacked. Hate crime bill went up real quick.
ASAP.
LGBTQ+, if I said it wrong, didn't mean to offend nobody. Hate crime.
ASAP.
Bill went up quick.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say that all those people don't deserve justice, but we've been here a long time taking this bullshit. And anytime something done somebody black, is rarely, if ever, is it put up as a hate crime.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? We got so much evidence of this.
We got to try to...
Way too much evidence. George Floyd, hate crime. Philando Castile, hate crime. Everybody. Mm-hmm. Trayvon Martin, hate crime. Why not?
Yeah.
They pull up every single little other thing that they possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, this happened. But what happened? Well, it was late or it was dark. It was a hate crime. That's what pisses me off. Not to say other people don't deserve justice, but that pisses me off. Not that they getting justice, but they jump the line. Everybody gets to jump the line in front of us. Anyway.
Yeah, they get your blood boiling.
Yeah. Moving on.
I ain't got no more topics.
We ain't covered everything.
All right, we did, man. We did the Goon Squad.
Uh-huh.
Actually, this Alabama situation wasn't even on my in my notes. That came to me because I was like, we ain't talked about that. That's what we had. Man, did y'all see? We ain't been here. We ain't talked about the Earl Spence and that Crawford fight. You ain't seen it.
Man, our followers ain't seen that fight.
They seen. Hey, hold up. See, I be on my notes and I can't see what you be looking at. Y'all seen the Crawford fight? Look.
Did y'all see the Earl Spence Crawford fight?
Yes, they have.
Ain't nobody said yes yet.
Y'all better respond.
Do y'all know who Earl Spence and Crawford is? You talking. That is not our audience, Goose.
I don't watch fights. Yeah, Queen Cotton said sure did. And I'm talking to Queen Cotton.
Yes, indeed.
All right,
so we got a mixed audience.
Yeah.
But in general, that ain't our audience.
Crawford demolished Earl Spence.
We got more no's than yeses, but we're going to talk about it.
It was an immaculate performance.
Was it?
Immaculate. Now, what they're saying is, since Earl Spence was in that car crash, he seemed to have some type of like brain damage, neurological type of, like his eyebrows stay up, like he almost trying to keep his eyes open. He can't just relax his face. He got to keep his eyebrows activated to keep his eyes open. And then the way he was talking, it was real slow and kind of slurred.
Before the fight?
Yeah. He seemed out of it, really. Not to discount Crawford's performance, because Crawford straight up demolished this man. And if anybody in the chat, you know what I'm saying, if y'all seen Errol Spence fight, his past fight, he dominate guys easily. And Crawford.
Before the wreck.
Before the wreck.
Okay.
Yep. And after the wreck, he had one fight after the wreck, but. I don't think that opponent was that opponent wasn't as good as Crawford. But Crawford, man, hats off to him.
Yeah.
That dude, woo, that was a great fight. That's all I got to say.
No, I missed it. We was on tour, and then coming back from tour, I mean, I ain't even seen the highlights. I got to go back and get into that for real.
But, yeah.
So,
watch it.
I'm gonna go watch it.
It was
great. So what?
I dropped my baby off today.
Uh-huh.
First day of daycare, Micaiah. That's what we didn't talk about. You about to say something else?
No, go ahead. We're gonna talk about
tenfold.
It.
Tenfold. Y'all, I dropped my baby off. All the babies were in there crying. Matter of fact, I dropped Mel off and she walked Micaiah in. It took Mel a while, so I'm thinking Micaiah's in there.
Oh, that's why you didn't cry, because you didn't have to watch her.
Yeah, but I wouldn't have cried anyway.
You cheating.
Me and Micaiah, man, we got this thing. She's
cheating, Goose.
She's a little beast, and I don't get really emotional with her. She about to cry. She just, and I'm like, you crazy, little mother?
Super Saiyan.
Hey. But anyway, Mel dropped off, and Mel said all the kids were crying. Every one of them except one other child. But Micaiah, in the morning, they play in this little area, and there were some slides. She said she dropped off. Micaiah ran to the slide and was like, bye, bye. That's how she say, bye,
yeah.
Bye. And Mel was like, Mel was like, what's, like, no hug, no, she, bye, bye. And she just left. So Mel was like, once I leave, she's probably going to cry. So Mel went inside and looked at her through the window. This baby.
She entered it.
Doing it. And I was telling Mel, them kids, McKinley and Mackay, be at the house with us all day, every day. Them kids probably like, man, there has to be something more to life than this. And she see these kids in this playground, she was like, I knew it.
Yeah.
Y'all been cheating me.
Y'all been lying to me all the time.
Leave. Hey,
I go over Uncle Cans.
Yeah.
I go over Uncle Tanks. And I ain't seen nothing else.
See, no kids around here. Y'all always on these phones.
Yeah.
Hey, that girl is having the time of her life when she left. Now, we're going to see how she at when we go pick her up. What's going to happen, though, I think she's going to cry because she ain't going to want to leave.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what when we dropped Marcus out the first time. He had his little backpack on, and he did the same thing way by. It was just I was fighting back tears. I didn't cry, but I was fighting him.
Mm.
It was just seeing him at that next stage is what, you know, made it like emotional like that. It's like, God damn, he gone. That's our first baby right there. He gone. No, twins, I ain't care.
Yeah.
Amar, I ain't care. He's still mad he got to go to school every morning. But what I do want to talk about right here, because it happened here last week, Micaiah did not break the internet.
Sure enough. Kev, what's that dude's name? Kev on stage?
Kev on punk ass stage?
Yeah. Blaming my baby.
The router, your old ass router over here was already going out. It was a bad router.
It was a tire with no treads. It was a tire with no treads, and it popped while we was driving it. But you were supposed to have the better tire on there already.
Supposed to be protecting black women. But I see you quick to place the blame on this little baby. There's going to be a black woman.
At an early age.
Early. That ain't right.
Need to counsel this nigga.
Counseling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, your router was bad, and you want to know how we know about it? Because the technician told us. He's like, oh, this router was on his last leg anyway. Good thing you called me. Good thing Micaiah knocked it off the wall so we could get it replaced, just in case you was really doing something important in here. Other than here's the thing.
Ho-ass boy.
Yeah. I don't cuss like that, but yeah, you feel me.
Yeah, you do.
Back him up on that one. Micaiah didn't break the router, and it's your fault because you don't do preventive maintenance on your equipment.
It should have been strapped to the thing. Matter of fact, wasn't strapped.
Is this microphone, is this working? Hello?
Probably not.
Yeah. Okay, it's on.
Actually, that's my mic. I bought this.
That's why it's working.
I think these are the ones I bought.
It has to be. No? Maybe. Anyway, look. I don't know. Yeah, man.
That's what I was gonna say. This is almost September. What we got planned for the rest of the year as far as this show?
We have to create something that separates us and that brings more eyeballs to the show.
All right.
What that is, I don't know, but it has to be something else unique to this world of podcasts, especially being men doing podcasts.
Yeah,
we have.
Hold up, did we talk about male?
What
Mitchell?
No. Oh no, we didn't talk about male Mitchell.
Real quick. No, we started like 5 minutes after we press record, so yeah, we got a little bit of time. Yeah, it was raggedy, basically. Lakeisha. Mel Mitchell, our friend Mel Mitchell, if y'all watch this, y'all probably watch her podcast. She has a podcast. What's her actual podcast called? God dang, I can't remember.
You don't be watching me on the spot like that.
I know, I don't be watching podcasts. But she does content.
You know what?
She does content on her Instagram page. Basically, it's a spoofing or making sketches about misogynistic podcasts. And it's called Hoes Ain't Human. And she plays the character of two dudes. And then she also plays the character of a woman. And basically, it's just basically calling out all the misogynistic, you know, podcasts. And like, she gets on there and says stuff like, you know, when men are in the room, women shouldn't be talking. And then the other dudes agreeing with her and stuff. Hilarious. Okay. The stuff she does it to be funny. It's hilarious. It's funny. I enjoy every single sketch that she's done like this. I found out last night that she's actually literally almost verbatim repeating the words of an actual podcast.
Yeah, she's spoofing.
She's spoofing this particular one podcast in particular. And I had I was like, this is funny what she's saying. I'm sure there's dudes out here that think like this, but this is hilarious that she's coming up with all this stuff to say. These are sometimes the words of these actual dudes on this podcast. I ain't going to even say the name of the podcast because I don't want to get no more credit, even though it's already an enormous podcast. But I think it's absolutely hilarious.
She's wild for it to be playing every character.
She plays literally all three characters. And then the characters that she's playing, then you got one dude saying all the bullshit. You got the other dude that always agrees. And then you got the woman that plays the dingy part that agrees too.
Yeah.
This particular podcast that goes just like that. You got these dudes saying this outlandish, ridiculous, stupid shit.
Yep.
You got they'll have these big row of women on there that these poor things don't have a cell in their brain that just agree with this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It blows my mind.
That'd be the funny part where she was like, she playing that dingy girl.
Yeah.
And they'll say like, yeah, women, they can't have kids. Well, no, they can't have kids, but they vagina's too small to have a baby. So what, can they have kids?
I think they can have kids. I don't know if they can have kids or not. I don't want to have kids, but they should be able to have kids, but they can't even have kids.
Yeah, it'd be wild. Her podcast is the Jokes on You pod.
Yeah, that's a male's podcast.
Yeah.
I found out that podcast got demonetized, not hers, but the one that she spoofs got demonetized by on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea until that moment that that's the podcast.
Yes.
I didn't even know about that podcast. I don't watch podcasts. But apparently the dudes are whack. Apparently they done been ran up on. I'm sure if you get some well-rounded men on there like us, we'll be able to shut them down with the quickness. But I'm not going to waste. I would never waste my time doing that.
Yeah.
Nah. But that's hilarious. I know I'm probably in the dark about that. I had no idea that she was actually making fun.
I think you in the dark. I think everybody knew. But anybody that follows her, it's – and then I think she done tagged a couple of these guys. Like,
she probably had.
Yeah. And some of them respond back to her. Like, oh, you know what I'm saying? I see what you're trying to do, blase, blase. But what she's doing is perfect because –
really, you know what it reminds me
y'all
of?
Y'all sound that dumb.
It reminds me of who's the actor that was on Saturday Night Live, the one that recently, like, shot the person on accident on set. Alec Baldwin doing the Trump impersonation.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, it was like all the ridiculous stuff that Alec Baldwin would say as playing Trump.
Mm.
Trump has said a lot of that stuff, but watching it, it's like, there's no way he actually said it. No, he did say that stuff.
He said it. That's another thing. The people running this country are some dummies, man.
Yeah.
Some straight, that gives me the most all the motivation I need. I can be somebody in this world.
You are somebody, Goof. You are somebody.
And with that, that's been another episode.
We ain't gonna just walk and get past. Y'all see Goof's outfit today?
Oh, I told y'all.
He got on his salmon.
Salmon. I told y'all I'm running out of clothes. So this was an outfit for the Mexico trip. So I was like, man, let me just put my Mexico clothes on.
Y'all see, I got the tour shirt on. I ran out of clothes on. I got some outfits too. I'm gonna start wearing it before it get cool.
Hey, I'm next is gonna be the open toe sandals, the tank top, and some beach shorts. I ain't got it like that.
You can recycle some outfits. It's okay.
You know, you got to keep up with the Joneses for the people.
Well, who's the Joneses?
Everybody, man.
Man, help with them people.
I got to keep up. You got the, what's this on your wrist, man? How much that cost?
I wear this every
week. You see the chain?
I wear that every week. You act like this chain.
He bezeled out over there.
Ain't no bezel.
Look at the watch.
It's a Samsung watch. You got an hour. Shut up, Goose. Anyway, he over here with his salmon on.
I'm trying to get healthy. Mm-hmm.
So that's why you got your salmon?
Yeah.
All right, fam. Thank y'all for tuning in. It's been another episode of Let Us Tell It. Goose, go on and let them know where they can find you.
You can find me up. Let me pause you. Y'all go check out my wife's underreported podcast on YouTube. It's her and Melissa, and they're doing underreported investigations on underreported women, minority women, women in general. But it's cool. So it's male telling you about the investigations of these underreported women. This is season one. Season two is coming out, I believe, Monday. But check it out. Episode one of season two is Monday. But it's already, season one is already out on YouTube and on iTunes. So underreported.
Oh, I didn't know it.
Yeah. I didn't know it either. And I'm a hood. It's underreported. That's probably why.
It's underreported, too. Yeah.
But no, go check it out. Underreported. If you go to YouTube and just look up underreported, it'll pop up. Or go to YouTube and go to You've Got Mail or I'm Not a Lawyer, But, and you'll see the videos. Just check it out. Get these views up.
Absolutely.
But you can catch me on IG, GOOLZBY, Building with Goose on YouTube, and I'm revamping the merch. But you can still get some merch at underrepped merch. No, repped
merch.
Repped. There we go. Yeah. Reppedmerch.com.
Hey, y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcus Ain't on the Gram, Facebook at Marcus Ain't on the Book, TikTok at Tank Don't Talk. Y'all can find my beard and body butter called Man Shit, and you can go to M-A-N-S-H-Y-T. Check that out. Excuse me. If you ain't following me, hold on. Before I finish, say that if you're watching this, you can listen across all podcast streaming platforms. If you're listening, you can also watch this on YouTube, Tanksley TV. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, like, subscribe, and share, and rate and review if you're listening. Tanks TV, Let Us Tell It podcast. And if you're not following me on Instagram, go on over and follow me. Your boy real close to 100,000.
One on the
creeping up on that 100. I got to shoot some content for that.
Yeah,
I got to shoot some content, period. Mm-hmm. Hey, you and your brother's content's hilarious. I be loving it.
Oh, thank you, man.
It's dope. I really do like
all it. Hats off to him, because he was like, bro, just come over. I got something for you. I'm like, cool.
Yeah, no, I like your content. So go follow Goose also and see all the stuff he's doing. Anyway, till next time, we'll holler back at y'all, fam.